Fitton, documents detail effort to smear Trump with dossier through Brusseur. By Tom Fitton on August 22, 2019. If you can get the Department of Justice to attack the person who beat you in a presidential race, you are fairly clever. Or maybe not, as nefarious characters in the DOJ were more than willing to help Hillary Clinton. Here's the latest. We just released 330 pages of Justice Department documents showing Brusseur, who was demoted from his position as U.S. Associate Deputy Attorney General in December 2017, discussing information obtained through his wife Nellie Orr. This information included anti-Trump dossier materials, including a spreadsheet that tries to link President Trump to dozens of Russians. Remember, Nellie Orr worked for Hillary Clinton through Fusion GPS. On December 5, 2016, Brusseur emailed himself an Excel spreadsheet, seemingly from his wife Nellie Orr, titled Who's Who 19 Sep 2016. The spreadsheet purports to show relationship descriptions and linkages between Donald Trump, his family and criminal figures, many of whom were Russians. This list of individuals allegedly linked to Trump include a Russian involved in a gangland killing, an Uzbek mafia don, a former KGB officer suspected in the murder of Paul Tatum, a Russian who reportedly buys up banks and pumps them dry, a Russian money launderer for Sergei Magnitsky, a Turk accused of shipping oil for ISIS, a couple who lent their name to the Trump Institute, promoting its get-rich-quick schemes, a man who poured him a drink, and others. On December 5, 2016, Brusseur emailed himself a document titled Manafort Chronology, another Nellie Orr Fusion GPS document, which details Paul Manafort's travel and interactions with Russians and other officials. FBI interview reports from December 5 and December 12, and December 20, 2017, show that Brusseur voluntarily gave these anti-Trump and Manafort materials, created for the Clinton campaign by Fusion GPS, to the FBI. The FBI interview notes were just declassified and released to us last week. On January 25, 2017, Brusseur's wife, Nellie Orr, forwarded text messages to him that she'd sent to her colleagues, where she refers to the Steele dossier as the Yellow Rain dossier and the Yellow Showers dossier. In the same set of forwarded texts, Nellie speculates that Department K of the Russian Intelligence Service FSB would be a pretty good candidate for listening in on Hillary. 4 months prior to this exchange, Kovalik had found Christopher Steele not credible because of factual inaccuracies that he had relayed to her in October 2016, as uncovered by Judicial Watch. On May 23, 2016, DOJ prosecutor Lisa Holton emailed Brusseur to see if he could connect her as well as prosecutors Joe Wheatley and Ivana Nizich with his wife, Nellie Orr, as she could be a great resource for them. He replies, "I'm sure Nellie would be delighted to speak with them. I'm pretty sure there is no conflict of interest since they aren't paying her or anything like that." Congressman Mark Meadows suggested this email shows that Nellie Orr knowingly provided false testimony to Congress she had no role in DOJ investigations. These documents show a crazed DOJ-FBI effort to use the Clinton spy ring at Fusion GPS, namely Nellie Orr, to smear President Trump, even before he was sworn in as president. Clinton campaign operative Nellie Orr may as well as have had a desk at the Justice Department. We obtained the records through our August 2018 Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, lawsuit filed against the Justice Department after it failed to respond to a May 29, 2018, FOIA request, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:18 CV01854. Judicial Watch seeks all records from the Office of the Deputy Attorney General relating to Fusion GPS, Nellie Orr and/or British National Christopher Steele, including but not limited to all records of communications about and with Fusion GPS officials, Nellie Orr and Christopher Steele. All records from the Office of former Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce G. Orr relating to Fusion GPS, Nellie Orr and/or British National Christopher Steele, including but not limited to all records of communications, including those of former Associate Deputy Attorney General Orr, about and with Fusion GPS officials, Nellie Orr and Christopher Steele. All records from the Office of the Director of the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force relating to Fusion GPS, Nellie Orr and/or British National Christopher Steele, including but not limited to all records of communications, including those of former Organized Crime Task Force Director Bruce Orr, about and with Fusion GPS officials, Nelly Orr and Christopher Steele. Here is some recent history on our discoveries about the Orrs. In April, we received documents showing that Bruce Orr in his January 2018 preparation to testify to the Senate and House Intelligence Committees wrote to a lawyer about possible ethics concerns. Bruce Orr forwarded the email to Nelly Orr, who had been hired by Fusion GPS, the Hillary Clinton campaign Democratic National Committee vendor who compiled the anti-Trump dossier. In June, we uncovered that Orr received a total of $42,520 in performance bonuses during the Trump/Russia investigation. Orr's bonus nearly doubled from $14,520, received in November 2015, to $28,000 in November 2016. We had previously uncovered an email revealing that Nelly Orr informed Bruce that she was deleting emails sent from his DOJ email account. As you can see, we're still uncovering the sordid details of this attempted coup d'etat.